Good morning. The government made clear yesterday it supported the European Union's handling of a shortfall in COVID-19 vaccines after a leaked document suggested the health ministry was blaming Brussels. In a draft agenda for a summit of regional health chiefs, the central government was critical of the EU, so El Mundo reported earlier in the day, quoting the leaked document. However, Foreign Minister Arantxa González-Leyva later told reporters Spain fully trusts that the European Commission will know how to defend the interests of all member states in terms of both vaccine acquisition and handling contracts with pharmaceutical companies. Spain recorded 34,899 new coronavirus infections and 515 deaths from COVID-19 in the previous 24 hours, so Health Ministry data showed yesterday, with the 14-day incidence dropping slightly for the first time in 3 weeks. But faced with dwindling stocks, authorities in Madrid and Cantabria have stopped vaccinating new people to focus on administering second doses to those who've already had a first. The supply crunch is being felt in many parts of Spain. Meanwhile, the Junta de Andalucía has announced perimeter closures for 7 Malaga municipalities that have exceeded 1,000 cases per 100,000 people. The new measures will come into effect at midnight tomorrow. Residents will be prohibited from venturing out of them, nor will outsiders be permitted in. The Junta has also added the municipality of Pizarra to join the 35 Malaga areas where hospitality and non-essential commerce is banned. Due to a drop in cases, Malaga's capital will not have any new restrictions applied. And Benidorm's boundaries are now closed each weekend until February the 15th and possibly longer. Acting on the regional government's recently introduced extra measures to halt the spread of the coronavirus, local and national police now mount controls at the principal access roads. The regulation applies not only to Benidorm, but all other Valencian community towns and cities with more than 50,000 inhabitants. That's Alicante City, Elche, Torrevieja, Orihuela, San Vicente, Alcoy and El de Petrea in Alicante province. From 3 p.m. each Friday until 6 a.m. the following Sunday, only vehicles with valid reasons may enter or leave. Police will also be keeping a watch on much-used secondary roads, whilst others will be closed off with concrete blocks. And Portugal extended a nationwide lockdown until mid-February and announced curbs on international travel yesterday, as Prime Minister António Costa accepted the blame for the world's worst coronavirus surge, with hospitals on the verge being overrun. Portugal now has the world's highest per capita 7-day averages of both new cases and deaths. To try and curb the spread, Portuguese nationals will be banned from travelling to other countries by air, land or sea over the next 15 days, as strict checks along the 1,200-kilometre border with Spain will be put in place. Some hospitals are running out of beds, others see dwindling oxygen supplies and doctors and nurses are overstretched. Between Portugal and Spain, travel will only be allowed for the transportation of goods or for health reasons. Workers and Portuguese nationals returning home can also cross the land border. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.